Well, Graham, I know you have a lot to say on this particular matter. It's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, the question is, if you've paid your debt to society, you've gone to jail, and you face the music, should that criminal history stick with you? And what about one of those cases where he's committed a crime as a juvenile? He was 16, and yet that criminal record is sticking with him. What are your thoughts, Graham?
It's a really interesting one, this one. A lot depends on what the crimes are, of course, as I'm sure you're aware. But unfortunately, if you get a conviction and it's recorded as a conviction, that there is no expiry date. It stays on your record forever.
Forever.
Forever. Now, if you serve time, you can actually ask for these things to be removed. But the time frame to do so is 10 years after the original sentencing period. So your sentence is 15 years, you've got to wait 25 years from plus 15. So it's the sentencing time plus 10 years before you can ask for it to be removed. So if you do 15 years time, you've got to wait a further 25 years before you can request it to be removed.
Is that in every state and territory?
That's across the board, basically, yes. So it's really, really difficult to get these things removed. What's most fascinating, we're not allowed to ask people at interview whether you have a criminal conviction.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
No. However, a lot of employers will insist on a police check, criminal check, before offering employment.
Right.
So if you have something on record, it will come up. So what I find quite strange or ironic is we're not allowed to ask, but an employer can do a full check on you. If it's there, it's there. So it's now, I think that's because it's saying we're not allowed to ask it because that can be seen as discrimination. But an employer can say you must have a clean criminal check to work here because there's money involved, whole access to computer systems, whatever. And if something comes up, they won't employ you. And that's acceptable. They can do that.
Graham, we've got a huge problem in this country nationally with the number of people reoffending. Over 56%. Find themselves back in jail within 2 years of being released, a huge percentage within 1 year. We have to look at rehabilitation, and obviously part of that, if somebody is genuinely remorseful and they've changed their ways and they've served their time, paid their debt, should they be able to get employment unencumbered with a record that society says that they've paid?
I agree for certain crimes that there should be,
not sexual, and certainly not pedophiles. Child molestation, child sexual abuse, never. Those bastards need to have a bracelet around their ankle for the rest of their lives. But
I mean, some petty crimes or even some white collar crimes, we should be able to allow that to sort of be wiped clean. And part of the other challenge, one example I've got recently, I've got a client in America and they offered a person a job. Great, lovely. But he needs a visa for America to go and do training. Now, he travels the world elsewhere in his current job, but he cannot get a visa for America because something happened 20 years ago. He can't, so he couldn't take that job purely for that reason. So every country is different. He can travel the rest of the world, but American visa he couldn't get. And that's part of the other problem, that it's never been an issue for him in his current job, his travel, never a problem whatsoever. But to get a visa for America, he couldn't get one.
Yeah, America is a tough one, yeah.
If you get a speeding ticket, you can't come to America these days. But I think certainly on certain crimes, we should be able to, it should be an automatic, after a period of time, it's cleared off. Because basically, the way employers work is they will want a police check or criminal check. And if it's older than 3 months, they won't accept it. They want a more current one.
Yeah.
But I think people, they think, well, I've got what I had 6 months ago. That should be okay. Employers won't accept it. No. So it's a real challenge, this one. As I say, the difficulty is we're not allowed to ask the question as a recruiter.
Right.
Employers aren't allowed to ask the question.
But they can find out.
They can find out. And the way you get around this one is we will tell candidates, this employer will insist on a police check being done. Is there an issue with that? And that's how we find out.
Sure.
So we don't ask them. We don't ask them we've got a criminal record. We simply say, will there be an issue if they need to do a police check? That's how we get around that.
Of course, Graham. And a police check, criminal check, is a different thing, again, to a working with children check.
Totally different, yes.
Totally different thing.
Yeah. So it is a challenge. I do think there should be an automatic, maybe not an automatic write-off of the conviction, but there has to be some way at a certain period of time where they can do a check. Okay, for the last 3 or 5 years, you've been a good boy or good girl, therefore we'll clear off your record. There has to be some mechanism to prompt this to change, because you can't, as I say, some of the crimes, they're so petty, but they stick there forever and ever and ever. And that's a problem, though.
Graeme Wynn, thank you for clearing that up. Always good to talk to you. I'll catch up with you again soon. Graeme Wynn, employment expert, Superior People Recruitment.
No problem, Luke.